from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But it's funny to hear somebody who touched the stove and got burnt act like they were a stove-touching expert all along.
But I'm the best... The best expert. Why do you think the
pain is the best teacher?
No, but not only that, but why do you think these government agencies, if we're going to figure out how to stop the hackers, we need to hire a hacker. If we're going to figure out how to
stop the preseason overreactors, we've got to hire one.
Right,
who better to hear it from than a Kenny Pickett MVP Hall of Fame trade?
Who's going to know how to stop the cat burglars better than the former cat burglar himself?
Very profound.
That's
when you put it that way, it's much better.
That's how I feel about this.
So you're trying to sound the alarms in the opposite direction.
I'm watching people make the same mistakes about the Steelers that I did last year. The same ones. Where people turned off that game Saturday night and the majority of them said, you now have to start Justin Fields. Because Russell Wilson did almost nothing and Fields didn't play a perfect game, but we saw electricity. We saw him move so well. We saw him run the read option stuff. Fans thinking about, well, if you put him in this Arthur Smith offense where he's always had mobile quarterbacks, whether it's Ryan Tannehill or Marcus Mariota, this is the guy that fits what they want to do better. And eventually that might be right.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I see it, I've got two quarterbacks that are iffy on what they're going to turn into and what they're going to be. And because I don't have a guy that's an obvious... You can count on him to put up these numbers and be this good and be solid and give your team a chance to win. I want to try both. I want to give both a shot. And I think by doing that, you have to start with Russell Wilson. You have to let him be the guy that has the first, he gets up to the first tee and takes the first swing. I think you have to do it that way. Like if you pushed me on it, I would say there's a better chance Justin Fields becomes the Steelers franchise quarterback than Russell Wilson.
But you can't do it in the reverse order because of the way you set it up.
And I don't say that, though, with any amount of like real conviction
or
confidence.
You say it with very little, it sounds like, conviction or confidence. I think Wilson has enough of a career dossier that you owe it to him, and for all the other reasons you named here, to at least give him a chance. The thing about Orlovsky's analysis, to go back to that, that I thought was so odd, given that Dan played the position and understands like the value of reps, is that Wilson, for whether the Steelers jaked it this way because they really wanted to take a long look at Fields, you know, trying to figure out a contract for him maybe for next year, or because it really maybe hurt him. And I think it's the former, because I had people who were covering those practices tell me he looked healthier than they were kind of indicating he did. Whatever the reason, virtually no reps. An offensive line that looked terrible. And I've even admitted Broderick Jones just looked awful. We have people wondering if he's hurt or not.
That's the other part of it. I mean, how much real analysis of Wilson can you even do with the way the line played in front of him?
Honestly, none. How many actual long, like he went 8 for 10, I think for like 40 some odd yards, 47 yards.
Do you think
yards?
Patrick Mahomes would have done well with that offense? Neither do I.
He was because he was getting snowed under on some of those plays before he had a chance to even finish his drop. So no one's going to look good there. Fields wouldn't have looked good there either. There were plays that Rousseau was blowing up so quickly, and Ed Oliver was doing it interior too. Those plays are getting blown up so quickly. When the quarterback's under assault when he's under in his 3 or 5 step drop, that play's not going to work. It's just, it doesn't matter who you have back there. I'm so cynical about it because I've never been a preseason matters guy. Just to see all of these people who I do think know better, I think in the name of just we are pumping out content to you 24/7 for every team, we're trying to serve everybody, overreacting to stuff. I don't think the Steelers are going to be a great offense this year. That is my like general read on them. But I certainly don't think my opinion is going to change because of a half of preseason football or three quarters of preseason football.
Here's Shannon Sharp on his very popular Nightcap show, which has over a million followers on YouTube. Shannon Sharp, who I thought was wretched on the NFL Today when he was working for CBS back in the day after he retired from football.
Yes.
But has this second act here where his status is just blown up. He's just massive on YouTube. He's on ESPN now. He does the show with Chad Ochocinco. Here's his analysis of the Steelers' quarterbacks.
The thing is that you see both of them make throws in practice. Fields is playing unbelievable. Russell is making great throws.
Right.
And then come game time, it's just like, damn, did y'all even practice? It was bad. I was a Steelers fan growing up, but just looking at it, I don't want to say they're going to be 2-15, but boy, they got to improve offensively, man. They got to.
It was that bad?
It was bad.
You agree that the reason why we haven't seen anything with the gimmicky kickoff so far is because the coaches don't want to show it?
Yes.
I think the same thing applies to offenses in the preseason.
There are a couple teams that have been running their, apparently, from what I've been reading, running their real offenses. I don't think the Steelers are even close to one of them. I don't. I think they're running vanilla garbage just to get through the preseason. Like, that's why. The reason why I actually put a little stock or I'm a little alarmed by how bad Jones was is because the one thing I do think you can evaluate in the preseason when you know that the scheme isn't very detailed on either side is, are you just winning your one-on-one matchup?
Right.
Like, are you blocking the man in front of you?
Or
if you're on
that.
Defense, are you beating the man in front of you? Very basic stuff. And so when guys lose those battles, I put stock in that. But
I honestly think
I don't think they're running anything complicated.
I think some of this has to go back. I think some of this comes back to what we lived with Roethlisberger. I think Ben was just not well liked by the national media. And he did damage to his own standing, his own public persona with what he was alleged to have done or what he was accused to have done. And he obviously, too, was like very brutally honest and would blame people for losing games or for interceptions and things like that. And especially with the ex-player community who didn't play quarterback, I think that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
It is very obvious to me that for completely different reasons, the same thing has happened to Russell Wilson.
I think guys don't feel like he's an authentic person.
Yes, and even though he is probably a Hall of Famer, he gets zero benefit of the doubt, including former quarterbacks who are just like, nope, he's washed, he's lost his fastball, get him the hell out of there, go with the 24-year-old who isn't really that great of a passing quarterback, but at least has incredible wheels and legs and can try to win you games.
Well, Fields
that
is also well-regarded by people, like as far as what kind of a teammate he is.
True.
You didn't hear a single word about that in Chicago that
no,
he was
DJ
a bad
Moore
guy.
No, DJ Moore called him his quarterback and was like disappointed that they got
correct.
Rid of him for
so I do think,
Caleb Williams.
I do think Russ gets the opposite of benefit of the doubt because I think he is seen as something that's almost like the cardinal sin. He is seen as just inauthentic by a lot of like former players. Sherman never liked him. Those Seahawks Legion of Boom guys were never big fans of his. They felt like he was along for the ride. They felt like he cost them indirectly in a way another Super Bowl because he and Pete Carroll wanted to make it about him instead of just give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, win Super Bowl.
I think you can be corny and good. I know that's obviously a position where you want a leader and everyone follows that guy. And if he's first in, first out, then it sets a tone and a standard throughout your organization and a work ethic for your team. But at the end of the day, I just want Russell Wilson to be an effective quarterback. And if he wants to be a cheese ball with everything else, who cares?
Well, it also shouldn't affect the analysis of the player.
But I think, but my point is, I think it does.
No, I know
just
it
like
does.
Just like it did with Ben.
I know it does. And I think it's in his case just a remarkably quick snap to this is our judgment on the player here. It's just in warp speed. So Dan Orlov, and I'll go back and say one more thing. Dan Orlovsky's, he posted the video, like a 3-minute cut up. His main contention for why Wilson looked like a bum and Fields should start was a 4-yard out to Van Jefferson, a completed pass that he literally just said, yeah, but if Wilson had looked off the defender here and thrown it over the middle, he would have gotten 6 yards.
All right, how concerned are you about the Steelers' offense? 412-928-9370. What are you most concerned about with the Steelers' offense?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think with Russell Wilson, you start the season with Russell. And I say it for this reason. Justin Fields, if he starts as a second guy, have a package of plays. Let Justin, if all of a sudden you need a spark, something to kind of incite you, get your offense going again, put him in. If you have to take Russell out, he's been there before. It's not going to destroy his confidence. I don't want to start Justin Fields and then feel like I have to make a change and I take him out. I would worry about, okay, all of a sudden I didn't live up to the expectation. Limit the expectation you put on Justin Fields. Let him be Justin Fields. Let him get to know this offense and get really comfortable with this offense. Hopefully Arthur will have a series of plays because he's still going to be the best runner they have on that offense. So let him use his legs. Let him use all the things that he can bring, the improvisation that he has with the plays. That, you know, when things do break down, he can make it up. So I would take the pressure off of Justin, start Russell.
In good company, Bill Cowher. Basically,
you know what I would do?
Regurgitating a lot of my takes on the Steelers quarterback situation.
What if he had just told Pat, you know what, whoever you got in there, I just want to see him hand the ball off. I think you got to run that football, pound the rock, get Pickens in there and get a couple jet sweeps in there for him. Run Pickens. I like his last point there. Take the pressure off Fields. Whether Fields will admit it or not, he said he came in to win the starting job, etc. I think he would go right back into the frying pan if he were the QB1 for this team. And I have said, I think I've been pretty clear. You could tell me if I'm full of it here.
You're full of it.
Thank you. From moment one, when they got him, I said, I think it benefits him most to sit for a year in terms of being the primary guy, have a package of plays that hopefully set him up for success and just help everyone. But he needs to sit and just reboot. The guy's still younger than Pickett. That's like a nice little kind of touchstone for people who are wondering, oh, time's wasted on Justin Fields. Not really. If he were to sit for a year, but he did enough in like limited samples that they felt good about bringing him back, and then he was the starter next year and he got good, you could conceivably have the guy for 8 to 10 years as your starter.
I don't see the last point there, though, to me just seems like it that's threading a very, 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 very small needle. Russell Wilson is good, and that means that we only see Justin Fields play in small dosages. And so then Fields comes back as the starter in 2025 based on a small sample size, and Wilson is gone, even though he played well. I wouldn't want to kick Wilson to the curb if all I got from Fields were just, you know, some dynamic gimmick plays.
Let me rephrase and
restate. If Wilson's not good, then I want Fields playing more than just gimmick plays this year. Okay, I want him starting games.
Yeah, if Fields were needing to come in, I do think it's a different situation when you're the backup and you come in. It's hard to turn public opinion against you. We know that Mitch Trubisky managed to do that in warp speed record time last year, but I think the pressure would be off. Let me put it this way. If he's taking over for a 3-5 or a 2-6 team where Wilson just faltered, do you really think Justin Fields feels like, oh God, I'm under the broiler here? No. You come in, and if you are even serviceable and the team starts to win some games, guess who becomes the most popular man in town? You.
Yeah, but I do think he'll be under the broiler in that he's got to understand that when he takes over as a starting quarterback, it's like his career is on the line.
Last chance saloon.
Yeah.
Or you do get man, would he be one of the more physically gifted guys to just end up as a career backup type? Trubisky had a lot of physical gifts. He did. He was and is a very good athlete. But Fields is on a different level where that's concerned.
I mean, look at Zach Wilson was a number 2 overall pick. That's where he's headed.
Yeah, that's a huge arm.
Fields wasn't a top 5 pick.
I know, but I'm talking about like the ability to truly run like a running back, 1,000-yard running capability, the arm, just the pure arm strength.
Here is Brian on the Fan and Beat View. Hello, Brian.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
We're good.
Hey man, I was down there Saturday watching, and I'm kind of with you guys, Tony and Malzy. You making some good points too, bud. But I feel at some point Russell is going to either get injured or just have to get benched, and you're going to want to bring Fields in. That's why I'm leaning. You start Russ, and I think that's going to happen. I don't know how good it would go if you started Fields. You had to bench him for Russ, and then what I think is going to happen is they're going to have to replace Russ. Then you got to get Fields back in there. I just think the best thing to do, and I'm going to tell you what, man, just watching that kid on that field live, he is an incredible athlete, man.
He's the best one on the team.
He was the best athlete on that field Saturday night, hands down.
But does that make him the best, good or effective quarterback? TBD.
What would you say about that to this point in his career?
No.
I would agree with that.
Which is the frustrating part. It's the duality of Fields is that the athletic ability is always going to tantalize you into thinking this, it's going to work this time, it's going to click, it's going to fully take, and it makes it even more infuriating when it doesn't.
He's 1 out of 3. His rookie year was so-so, not great. His second year I thought was excellent, and then I thought last year was a step back. So you're trying to get him back to where he was 2 years ago. I'd sign up for that, Justin Fields.
Well,
went for 1,100 rushing yards.
You have to be willing to let him be him.
7 yards a carry.
You have to be willing to let him be him. I think the one good thing he did last year was they put a bona fide number one receiver on the roster, and he actually had number one receiver-like stats because Fields was getting him the ball.
Justin is in Beaver. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, so there are a couple of reasons. The first one isn't a big deal, but he's not worth more today than a 6th-round pick. So playing him more and having to give up more for something that's not worth, I think that's silly. But there's a bigger issue here. The guy can't read defenses. He can't run the RPO correctly. And when you can get an excellent quarterback a la Tom Brady that can make a mediocre receiver core look really good, and you can get a really good receiver core like they had down in Houston with DeAndre Hopkins and Bolden, even when he was with Flacco, and they can make a so-so quarterback look really good. I don't care if it's Russell or especially Justin Fields right now. You cannot have a mediocre, subpar quarterback and a mediocre receiving staff trying to get something out. You're trying to get something out of blood out of a tournament. It's not going to happen. Neither of these quarterbacks, as a defensive guy, they don't scare me. So the offense is going to sputter no matter who's in there. So why play Justin Fields until you coach him throughout the year, see if he's progressed, and then make him the project in the off season to see if he is your future. I don't think you play him much this year.
Well, there's a very optimistic view on the Steelers quarterback situation.
Things are grim right now, man. That was almost like, I was borderline matter of fact. It was just like, this is what it is.
That's like the outlook for a lot of Pirates seasons. Like, don't rush the guy because you're worried about his long-term development more than you are winning games right now. It's not about this year, is how I interpreted that.
In the NFL, though, inherently, it's always about this year.
Well, yeah, because your star player is almost 30.
No, but just in general, there are very few teams other than, like, the Bears last year. They were angling for Caleb Williams.
No, I understand that, but if your best player was 23...
Yeah,
you could look different. At it like you've got...
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to say something I don't think I've ever said before about the whole TJ Watt is your best player and he's aging. He still doesn't play a position that is, i.e. quarterback, where I start to feel that way. He is the best or one of the three best defensive players in the league, and ultimately I would say defensive players come and go.
Here's Jason next. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, how can you not be concerned with this offense when you're in a strong division and everything on offense is new? New coordinator, you brought in two new quarterbacks, your line is basically new and banged up, and then you got, you know, one receiver who knows? You know, he could go off and get ticked off at any moment in time. That's why I do think, you know, bringing in Brandon Ayuk's more than just on the, you know, on the field is play, but that leadership on offense that we lack. You know, and I think that would have a big part. He's won before and could really, really help out and keep Pickens in line. But, you got to be concerned.
It's just an incomplete offense without another playmaker at wide receiver. It's not a finished product. It's like you're playing with a deck of cards that's missing the Queen of Hearts and, like, the Five of Diamonds, and you expect to play
a game of poker.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, they created this void for themselves. I mean, they made this hole in the roster.
Yes, because they didn't want to tolerate not only Deontay Johnson's drops and running backwards, but also his attitude. Even though you're paying Mike Tomlin a lot of money to, like, get a great attitude out of everyone, because so many people are evidently dying to play for him.
Well, dying to play for him is one thing, and then when they get here, deciding the grass wasn't greener is another.
Kevin is in Texas. Now he's on the Fan. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, hello, guys.
Hey, man.
Just first of all, I just want to say, I've been a Steelers fan for over 50 years. I'm probably one of your oldest callers that calls in right now. But let me just say, you could start either one of those guys. It's not going to matter until they get a quarterback, period. Neither one of these guys is going to do the job for us. And my whole 50 years as a fan.
What do you mean until they get a quarterback?
Hold on a second.
No, I didn't understand what you meant.
Because they don't have – neither one of those guys, Fields or Wilson, is your answer. In over 50 years, I come into every season having hope that, hey, we're going to go to the playoffs. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. We have a chance to always go to the Super Bowl. I always feel that way. This is the first time in 50 years I feel we might win 5-6 games maybe.
Wilson's actually won a Super Bowl and been to another one, so why would you feel that way this year?
Because he's washed up. Wilson is washed up.
So you felt better going into last year with Kenny Pickett as your starting quarterback than you do?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
How about how about the year where it looked like Trubisky was going to be their starter when Kenny was still a rookie?
No, Trubisky, but Kenny, I always had hope with Kenny, and I still think we should have kept him. We could have kept him and Rudolph, and those two would have been better and cheaper than these two guys.
Actually, the cheaper part's actually not true.
Cheaper's not true, and better, maybe I could squint and see
Kevin's
Rudolph.
Been watching a lot of Steelers football. He's not watching the same game I am.
I don't say this to be gratuitous about Pickett. I don't know if Kenny's going to see a second NFL contract at this rate.
You think that they'll say his hands are too small for clipboard carrying and things like that?
Do you think there's a reason, if he doesn't see the field this year, why anyone would want him after the contract runs out after next year, barring something changing between now and then?
Based on some of the guys that...
I get it. Guys can latch on for a long time.
Stay in the NFL for a long time? In that respect, I do. I mean, Chase Daniel made a ton of money and played in the NFL for, what, almost 15 years? What the hell did he ever do?
Good question.
Now he's got like a burgeoning media career where he's critiquing quarterbacks crazy.
No, Chase Daniel really does have the all-time example. 9 career touchdown passes, 7 career
picks.
And
he just kept getting jobs.
Man, good point by you. Kenny will probably last beyond one deal.
I thought it was time for a divorce last year. Andy Reid and the Philadelphia Eagles got a divorce. How'd that work out for both? Super Bowl for the Eagles. The Andy's won 3. Everyone benefited. It doesn't feel like anyone's ever on the hot seat in Pittsburgh. I'm out this year. I think this is the year that it finally kind of comes to roost and they don't go over 500. The offensive line was getting smoked. Russell's a shell of what he used to be. You know, a guy that's lost his confidence. Fields kind of is what he is. Carbon copy of what we saw last year. The moment Big Ben started falling off a cliff, and listen, they got lucky's the wrong word because they drafted him and he became a star. And physically at the end, it was ugly. And he was not the same guy, obviously, throughout his arm. They drafted Kenny Pickett in the first round. That's embarrassing.
That is a former NFL scout who works for Colin Cowherd on his Volume podcast. And forgive me, I have no idea what the guy's name is. It's just labeled in my folder, former scout on Steelers issues. So I know you work for Colin. You had a lot to say there, buddy, but I don't actually know who you are or what you did. I just know you were a scout. And you're saying it's a carbon copy of the Matt Canada offense. The offense is going to suck. It's a problem. Tomlin should have been fired. Embarrassing that they went with Kenny Pickett. Then it's not going to get any better this year.
Is it John Middlecoff? No.
Maybe.
Does that sound right?
Is John Middlecoff a former scout?
Says he's a podcaster. I have all these feeds blocked. That blue blocker feed probably has cost me a job in the industry. Everyone thinks I just hate them and I have them blocked. I got to keep unblocking people here. I do think they've butchered the position, man. I think they panicked.
Donnie, if you had to pick one word right now that more accurately describes how you feel about the Steelers offense, pessimistic or optimistic, which one would you choose?
I would actually say optimistic. We watched a dumpster fire.
Good
the last 2
words.
Years, an actual dumpster fire, that gif that Zeiss likes to put out there,
yep.
That local gif, the dumpster actually on fire flowing down the road
yep.
in that flood. I don't think we are seeing what the actual offense will look like by the time the regular season hits.
Does the Jaylen Warren injury make you think about?
That worries me a little bit because their best running back is now on the shelf.
Dulac is saying he should be back in time for week 1, but I don't like hearing hamstring injury anywhere near my running back.
Soft tissue, not good.
It's like you got a kid with a peanut allergy and you show up to the first day of school and the kid's got a bag of Nutter Butters with him.
Who eats Nutter Butters? It'd be Reese's Cups.
Or that, yeah. Are Nutter Butters still a thing?
How about this? Lennox's kindergarten class, not one peanut allergy among like the 17
So he
kids.
Can eat peanut butter and jellies until the cows come home?
I'm just saying, in general, we got no like poor little Jimmy will go into anaphylactic shock if somebody brings in a Reese's.
And shock is bad. Anaphylactic shock is even worse, dude.
Do you know what cures anaphylactic shock or gets you to the hospital safe?
EpiPens?
Oh, yeah, brother.
They're expensive, though.
My brother, I think they went back down. I think somebody kind of raised a righteous stink. My brother had to have one at all times.
By the way, we have an update.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Aiyuks of our lives.
My afternoon was going so well.
Albert Breer, he's been on our show. Sports Illustrated football writer. I thought Sports Illustrated was going away.
They're still here.
Thank God it didn't, because then we wouldn't have that guy in San Francisco telling us what Brandon Aiyuk was wearing and what he was drinking at 49ers practice. Wouldn't have Albert Breer saying he claims that the Steelers' offer contractually to Aiyuk was not good enough, and that's why Aiyuk is willing to negotiate with the 49ers again.
That wouldn't really jive with what most people have said, which was that the Steelers made him an offer he liked.
The only thing that I find compelling about this new report is that Breer says it's under $28 million a year for Aiyuk. It's more like 27. If that's the case, I wonder how much that has to do with the fact that Watt makes $28
million. And they don't want to pay a guy more than him.
Yes.
Unless it's a quarterback at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, you get again, you know where I stand on Ayuk. Don't think it would be a great move.
But that would be cutting off your nose to spite
your
face.
It would
face
be a very weird thing. What if TJ went to them quietly and said, he better not make more than me?
I would think less of TJ Watt if he did that. You've never won a playoff game, dude. Who cares if there's someone making more money than you on the team?
That's how it works.
Come on, man.
By the way, JJ was spotted again, I guess, at the Steelers facility. Got a whole new...
Eating Sarah's chocolate covered pretzels?
No, I think taking pictures of weights like he was lifting.
Mm.
Spurring yet another round. Can we get that one as the ridiculous rumors turn? Maybe JJ will come back to help them this year. They need more linebacker
depth. He said he'd only come back and play for a Super Bowl contender in Pittsburgh or Houston.
Well, guess what? He's going to be in Houston if that's the case.
412-928-9370. Here is Sean on the fan. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. I think everybody just needs to cool their jets a little bit with this whole offense. I was at the game on Saturday, and it looked like it was an offense that was just working on different things, maybe trying a couple new things. There was really no script to it. I mean, there was one time they ran an outside zone at the 35-yard line on third down and 5. I mean, that's not a team that's going out there showing what their best is and what they're going to throw at teams during the regular season. It's a team that was working on getting better and throwing in some new plays, maybe trying a couple new wrinkles on different variations of plays. And the people who are sitting here already writing off Russell Wilson and writing off Justin Fields, I mean, Russell Wilson, is he what he was 5 years ago? No. But he still threw more touchdowns last season than Steeler quarterbacks had the last 2 years.
Everything you're saying, Sean, would you apply that to Broderick Jones too?
Well, see, the offensive line, I think, is a different situation, as you guys had mentioned before, because Broderick Jones looked absolutely terrible at right tackle. He was getting bullied by the defensive end. But yet again, that's just another situation where I look at this team and go, why can we not just play guys at the position they're most comfortable at?
See, that is where I asked Donnie, optimistic or pessimistic. That's where my pessimism comes in. They invested all this money and all these picks in the offensive line. It's about where they're putting people. And if they're preparing people properly to play in regular season games. And I think that the whole handling of Broderick Jones, given what happened with Kevin Dotson here, and given the mistakes that were made following Pouncey's retirement. Exactly.
Kendrick Green.
Dotson's, they don't get the benefit of the doubt right now with the offensive line, Chris.
Dotson's the one that makes me very nervous because the Rams just paid him a bucket full of money and he looks like he might be their best offensive lineman.
And we just gave him away.
Well,
we just said, here,
Tomlin
take him.
Tomlin didn't like him because he talked a lot, and I guess they felt like he wasn't in shape all the time. They were playing him at the wrong spot, but we only really heard about that after the fact when he went to the Rams. We all know they're playing Broderick Jones in the wrong spot, not even the spot where their own GM said they drafted him to play, okay? To super serve or accommodate the fact that their starting left tackle is so limited, he literally can't play right tackle. I would argue he can't play left tackle either, and they keep conceding that space to him and not giving Jones the reps that his draft status deserves.
So much of offensive football in the minds of our fans is tied into the offensive line. If you think their offensive line is in trouble, I don't see how you like their offense this year.
Oh, and by the way, Broderick Jones, if you believe like Alex Kozora, he's got that big brace. Jones does it on his right elbow. Kozora, who knows ball, in my opinion, Steelers Depot, does a ton of film, like is a lifer in this stuff, thinks he might be hurt.
Then why is he playing so many preseason snaps?
Great question.
Here is Bob in Bellevue. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, Pony?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I think people are freaking out a little bit too much about the whole quarterback situation. I think if everyone was smart about this, you throw Russ in, let him do work. It's not going to be the prettiest thing in the world, but as corny as he is, he might, you know, show some complacency to Fields, and next year we come in with Fields as our starter, and we go from there.
So put Russ in he can fail? Was that the...
Brandon is next. Hello, Brandon.
The gist of that.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, man.
Hello.
I think, like,
Like, I'm with you, Pony. This is the preseason, and, like, Russell Wilson has been in this league for a very long time. He's won a lot of games. I don't know what the big issue about having Field sit for a year, learn behind him. And if I'm not mistaken, last season he had best touchdown to interception ratio just behind Stroud. So, like, just let Russ play and Field learn behind him.
But my only question about that is, Brandon, if you're saying it's for the whole year, what do you do with Fields after this season? Because he doesn't have a contract.
That's a good point. I mean, you just sprinkle him in, and like, it depends on how our season goes. Maybe put him in at the end of the season if we're not winning enough games.
Would
to
you
make
sign
the
him to a one-year contract before this season, an extension that keeps him here in 2024, even if it meant paying a premium to do so?
Yes.
For $20
million. $20 million, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, his athletic ability.
That would
be
a premium.
But he just hasn't shown that he's going to be a number one starter in the league.
All right, Brandon, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you the ticket to see Green Day at PM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.